USW monitoring.
KD4SRR monitoring. And with a question to anyone who may else be monitoring today.
Yes, Doug. Good afternoon.
Well, howdy, hey there. This is Robert Dan and Joanna. I know we had some trouble with the repeater last night, and then it fixed itself, sort of, kind of. Beginning to wonder if it was a stuck microphone or deliberate interference. Yeah, I'm that kind of conspiracy guy. But the reason I say that is because we just had an incident of that on Fleet Talk. You could hear some audio in the background, so it could have been a stuck microphone by accident. But there's been a couple of folks on Fleet Talk have kind of been told to take a hike. And so, yeah, I'm that kind of guy. I suspect things.
You're right. I mean, I've heard it several times myself. And I know that they were having, I was monitoring this morning, they were having a little bit of issues. It was really static this morning. But appears to be doing pretty good right now if you're making it from Joanna.
Good ground pipe, and I hold my head right, so, you know, it helps.
I'm on an Anytone HT and trying out my push-to-talk little Bluetooth, seeing if it works.
Good. Works better than my microphone cord. I probably need one of them. I'm tangled up right now, over.
Yeah. I think when I carry this thing in the car for digital, I may Bluetooth in my car stereo to make it work a little better.
I threw all nine of them speakers in the Super Honker in the trunk now, hey?
Yeah, we got some, what do you call it, QRM. That just comes on once in a while. We get it in.
Well, you got a lot of scratchy in your voice, but that might be maybe this is a bad connection in the 20-year-old repeater. Can anyone say crowdfunding?
It's scratchy right now for some reason. It wasn't just a minute ago, but it is now. It seems like the more you talk on it, the worse it gets.
Past, like I said, there's a particular, and this is improper, we're not supposed to say this, but there is a pest on Fleet Talk that finally was told, and we understand everybody, you know, there's different levels of people, and, you know, some people, you know what I'm talking about, but anyway, this guy would just call up at inopportune times and say, radio check, and then just, well, you know, and you tell him something, and he was like playing stupid, and it got aggravating, and I was criticized for calling it out first. But then some of the folks that defended this guy, they got ticked off and told him to find another channel.
And it happens to us. We got another preset frequency that we go over to and sleep there by itself.
Well, that's the best idea. And I heard him one morning, about 2 o'clock, because I got the little fofang on Fleet Talk all the time, you know. And he literally starts screaming at people because nobody would answer him back. Well, first off, fella, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. Second, they're probably, if they are up, they're at work. And third, you know, that ain't how you do it. You ain't going to get a response. You get a response, but it might be that knock on your door from Uncle Sugar with the FCC. Probably interfering with you now. I could hear the other PTT button going off. A lot of white noise when you're trying to talk. They might be doing the same thing to me.
Cutting in and out on you.
I'm supposed to mention the guy, but we did talk privately. But there was a guy who used to get on here just certain times of the net and just get real guttural like this and talk, you know, he ain't nothing but a, you know, you've heard that guy. And I'm thinking, gotta be a way to fox hunt that. You know?
They'll eventually catch up with him. It ain't going to be no problem. It's somebody that from 11 meters that just can't pass the test, right? It just really doesn't have a light.
Roger that. Well, we're becoming inaudible, so I'll let you go. And I don't know, we're going to have to come up with some kind of different keying system, or maybe put a keying system in that, you know, makes it a little more difficult to get in. Temporarily, if nothing else. But anyway, I appreciate you coming back, and your Bluetooth sounds good through all the extraneous interference.
You have an awesome afternoon, and I'll see you again another time. Stay in 4CS73.
Roger that. Same to you. I plan on getting up and actually doing something here in a minute, other than just being a grouch. So have a good one. 73s. This is KD4SRR. I'm clear, but I'm listening. Casey.
CFW, afternoon, Jerry.
How are you doing today?
I'm finished cutting the grass, taking the pup for a walk right now. I'm at on a little cool down period, you know what I mean?
Here in Dutch, just cutting grass like that. This cloudy here is not too bad, but the humidity is not good here.
It's really sunny here.
As your voice in person, I think you must be on a handheld.
It has a little Bluetooth push-to-talk button, and I'm trying it out. I actually have the radio down on my belt loop. I just want to see how it would work. Thinking about when I carry it in the car for digital, hooking it up to my car stereo Bluetooth and it's back.
No worries, but that's typical with the audio. Sounds really good on it. So whatever the Bluetooth connection is, it seems to be working really well for you. Transmission, but you must you're moving, so it may change a little bit. Like I said, the audio voice sounds good on it. Just got a bit of white noise in the background, more so than you know. Of course, a lot more so than usual with your, when you're at home, but when you're at your base. But it's still readable. But I lost about 50% of your last transmission.
That may be just a little bit better. I'll turn towards the repeater. I've had this thing since December. The first time I tried to push the talk button.
It's been at you the past couple of days, too, and it's you're a little popping on the receive, but it's got to be on the receive side somewhere, I guess, because otherwise, you're 100% one time, and then as you hear a little crackling and popping, like I said, I'm not sure what the cause of it. I don't have any idea, but it sounds like it must be on the receive side, because with nobody talking, the repeater is dead quiet, and you don't hear anything on it.
Well, I'm going to have to say 7-3, Jerry. I'm going behind these trees, and I know I won't be able to make it then. So you have an awesome afternoon, and I'll catch up with you another time. Stay in 4CSW.
Sure, kids had it really good that time. That's probably the best of the bunch that time, so you never know. Anyway, have a good afternoon. I'll catch you a little bit later. N4DJC cleared.